Yeah, you know, I always love going out there practicing against other teams. You know, it breaks up the monotony of camp. But, you know, unfortunately, I was unable to go out there, but I feel good now.
I'll definitely just say my comfortability is a lot better. You know, just being able to go out there and play, you know, read and react, you know, understanding things a lot better, understanding my job and what I'm asked to do. So I definitely just say I just feel a lot more comfortable this year.
OTAs, I was shell-shocked. I didn't know what to expect. It was everything was all new to me. I was in Carolina for the last 4 years, so I got used to that routine and used to that playbook. Everything's new here. And since the beginning of the camp, I feel way more comfortable. Just being in the huddle with Brady, hearing him call the plays and stuff like that, I'm way more comfortable.
It's been cool. I mean, he's fit in pretty good. Communication's been going good. And I just think as a unit, we've been taking the right steps each day, just trying to get better, working on the things we've made mistakes on. I think that's what's been great about our unit. We haven't made a lot of the same mistakes. And when you could do that, it keeps giving you room to grow and get better as a unit. And I think we just have to continue to do that leading into the season.
Just anxious and excitement just to get the season, you know, get it going, you know. I think a lot of guys are very excited about this year. And we got to go out there and improve, you know, every week. So it's a good deal for us. And you know, we're just going to continue to keep working. That's what we've been doing, you know, stringing days together and just keep on pushing until that first game.
Oh, I would say yes, because from the point of just his knowledge, his experience and all those things that you can just learn from. He played a lot of football, and he's been through a lot of different situations that you can just go to him and talk to him and just learn.
Obviously, they have it's a different game plan than last week. You know, obviously, the Eagles want to spread you out all over the field. They have a great Carolina. They have a great running attack, three great backs, a quarterback that can also run but also can make plays with his arm. So it'll be a different challenge this week. It'll be a good game.
You know, it's something I've done before. Something I'm very comfortable with doing. But like I said, you know, whatever role that you know the team has for me, I'm ready to embrace it and do whatever I can.
Well, the first 2 weeks, I mean, I think the hard thing for the rookies is you get used to practicing against a team and then going to play. It's a lot easier than, you know, trying to watch film, just going off scouting reports and stuff like that. So that's the biggest difference now, is we actually really get into kind of a regular season mode as far as watching film together, trying to get things just from film and going to the game that way. So it's starting to really get us prepared for the season.
It's great. It's great to have those guys back out there. You know, you can learn so much from, you know, obviously I've been doing it for, you know, 10 plus years. So it's great to have those guys, be able to learn from, be able to, you know, not necessarily when they're, you know, talking directly to you, but just being able to watch them and see the things that they do.
I'm not too sure, but I know it's definitely still big safeties out there. You look at Cam Chancellor. All I can do is just try to show the coaches. I might not be the biggest safety, but I can still go out there and be productive.
I think it's a little different, but we have some of the same issues as far as how we're covering guys too, like tight ends coming off the line of scrimmage, things that you might have gotten away with, you might not get away with. But I think it's hard to try to change your whole game. We don't want to start giving up long passes and touchdowns just to say I didn't want illegal contact. So hopefully they just reduce the flags and we get to play a little bit.
Well, obviously anytime you have a quarterback that can run and throw, is everyone has to be disciplined, you know, stay in your rush lanes. Obviously, if you're in pass coverage, stay in coverage, you know. Until they pass that line of scrimmage, you can always throw the ball. It's always a threat to throw the ball. So we all have to be alert.
She's real great at getting outside the pocket and scrambling, and that's a big part of his game. And I think everybody knows that around the NFL, that you got to keep him in the pocket because he can hurt you with his legs. So in the back end, you know, as a secondary, we got to continue to just latch on to our receivers and play them as he scrambles, because, you know, if you're looking back at Cam watching the play, then he can throw one over your head.
Not really. I think as a DB, you're trained never to look for a flag. It makes him throw more. But, you know, just even last night watching the game, it just seems like, you know, every couple plays there's another flag. So it'll be tough for people trying to watch the game and have work in the morning and stuff like that.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.